And how about the emails to the Times? The TV news and the web would only give me half the story at best. If I wanted to know more, I would have to call in. No, I reminded myself. No work until Monday. No murder cases. No Mary Smith. The machine beeped again, and Ron Burns came on. He was brief and to the point, as he almost always is. "Alex, I've been in touch with Fred Van Allsburg in L.A. Don't worry about him, but I do need to ask you a few questions. It's important. And welcome back to Washington. Welcome home." And then another call from Ron Burns, his voice still carefully modulated. "Alex, we've got a phone conference next week, and I don't want you coming in cold. Call me at home over the weekend if you have to. I'd also like you to speak with Detective Galetta in L.A. She knows something you need to hear. If you don't have her phone numbers, Tony can get them for you." The implication was clear already. Ron Burns wasn't asking me to stay on this case. He was telling me. God, I was tired of this. The murders, the horrific cases, one after another. According to estimates at the Bureau, there were more than 300 pattern killers currently operating in the United States. Hell, was I supposed to catch all of them? I clicked pause on the machine to take a second and decide how I felt about what was going on here. My thoughts went straight back to Mary Smith. I had let her into my head again. She'd caught my interest, my curiosity, probably my ego. A female serial killer. Could it be? Killing other women? Mothers? But why?